Blog Amen. Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
The recording has started.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. We welcome you to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast. And on tonight, we are at our headquarters church. Praise the Lord. We'll be streaming the service live on tonight. So we invite you to just tune in and to join us in worshiping and praising the Lord. I'm actually in the car right now, and I'm getting ready to walk into the church. So come on inside with me. Amen. And let's have a good time in the Lord Jesus. So disregard all the hustle in the background. I'm on my way into the service. So let's go in there and let's have church. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to share with you that this is our first session district meeting of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated for 2024. And this meeting is on behalf of the Holy Temple Church of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also, we are hosting here, well, we're at the headquarters church, and since it's on behalf of Holy Temple is more or less officiating. So I am officiating in this service, praise be to God. And also the service began tonight at 7, and we have services on tomorrow scheduled for Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. is just the Lord's will. On Sunday, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 7 o'clock p.m. evening worship service. We welcome you to come and worship the Lord with us. Amen. And also, we invite you to join us at service, Holy Temple, when we have service there, first and third Sunday, if it's the Lord's will. And we have service there at Forest Park Senior Center, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. And we have service there at 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. If you're in the neighborhood, you're welcome to stop in and worship the Lord with us. We invite you to come on in and have a great time in the Lord. So now I'm getting out of the car, and I'm going on into the building where we can enjoy the service of the Lord. Amen. I pray that you are blessed through this service tonight. So stay tuned as I walk along in there. I believe I'll sing a song, praise God. And we had a great time in the service today. I just want to share that, how the Lord began to send his mighty word with Evangelist Carolyn Jones, our national evangelist, preached under the anointing of God, and her topic was, Lord, remember me. So I want to put that on for a future recording, if it's the Lord's will, so that you can enjoy the service of the Lord. Amen. I tell you, that message truly did bless my soul. We thank God for all things. So now I'm getting ready to go into the church, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord. So again, the service is being streamed live, and I pray that you will enjoy this service and that may the Lord bless you through the service of the Lord. Praise be to God. I'm walking along with one of our church evangelists, Martha Colbreth.
Praise the Lord.
She's getting out of the car with me, along with me, and we're heading inside the building where service should already be in progress. And again, we're streaming live. It's just so beautiful to be here at our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. Pastor Richard Jackson is our pastor and Northern District Overseer. And again, we invite you, if you're in the neighborhood and you're listening in, come on over to our first session district meeting. 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. We'll be here all weekend, and I already announced the times of the service, so come on and join us. Amen. We're walking inside the church now. Amen. Praise be to God. I hear the music going. I hear the praises of the Lord going up. And God bless you, my brother. So enjoy the service of the Lord. Yes, I'm streaming live this broadcast tonight. So, you know, join in. Say something. I want the people to hear you. I'm put the phone here so that they can hear you. Yeah, they can hear the service. Got a prophet somewhere.
Thank you.
Prayer is in progress. Service is in progress. Enjoy the service of the Lord.
Thank you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise of his truth is in my life. My soul shall make my voice boast of the Lord. I will say, it is well that he loves. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I trust the Lord, and he heard me. Delivered me from all my fears. He looked unto him and was like me. Your faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord stands around about the one that fears him and delivers him. O Savior, and see, the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you will say, for there is no more to them that fear him. The young lions do that, they don't want hunger, but they are keep the Lord so that they are any good gift. Thank God that you can put his point on his mouth. The first of the 10 verses is that at a continued to address, 33 years of the year. So,
God bless you.
Thank you, God. Let me go to the Lord. I thank God. We need to hear that God is in our prayer. We need to look at the time we want to go to church. We thank you for the love of the Lord. Our God.
Be
Thank you.
Thank you, God, for everybody that had incidents. Thank God for them.
again. I desire your prayers. Amen. Pray for me. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Pray, God. I need your prayers. Amen. My soul says yes. Yes. To the Lord. Sometimes we say yes. You don't always know what that yes is. Amen. God. Amen. Hallelujah. I desire your prayers.
God bless. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless. God, he's just a mighty good God. You know,
Thank you, Lord.
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 the Lord.
God bless you.
Thank you. Anytime you live down, call my name out.
Yeah.
Truly, I want to be saved.
Yeah.
You know, I understand
Lord, when I just talked about one call on Tuesday, let's just do the Lord. We're going to ask for a representative from Baltimore, and then we're going to ask for a Christian temple church that's in the choir, and then the show will be back into the hand of any time.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Tonight for the word of God, and I know that the speaker that judges
that whosoever believes in him,
yes.
whosoever disbelieves in him,
yes.
should not perish. In other words, they won't perish. They won't have a time, they won't need to perish. Because they believe in Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
To have everlasting life.
Yes.
Praise God. That's something to think about.
Amen.
All we got to do, of course, we know, we go down and call on the name of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
But yet also, in doing so, we also have to believe in him.
Amen.
So when we call on him, we have to believe.
Yes.
Praise God. So whosoever believes in him should not perish.
Amen.
You don't have no need to perish. No. Praise God. It's a time like this. Praise God. The way the world is today, praise God. We sure to be out there in the world. He was surely first.
Amen.
But I just like to go, oh, that much the favor God showed up the world.
Yes.
And he gave his only begotten
Son.
And I say everything. That whosoever, no matter what you know, no matter where you come from, no matter what condition that you're in, praise God, no matter, you might have even killed someone. Praise God. God can forgive. Is that all it took It's not you don't love me,
but
God's love. God's love is forever.
Yeah.
He don't love the sin that we're in.
No.
He's not condoning the sin that we're in.
Right.
He let us know for the wages of sin. Instead, that's why we still these countries that we can come out of sin.
Yeah.
And I said that how, I mean, it's just so much, it's so much in the Word of God. I'm truly thank God for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's talking about black power, white power, and I've been asked the question a number of times. Do you believe that, and they say that black lives matter? And I began to tell them no. I said, I do understand the concept of what it was intended. That black lives matter. I do understand the concept, you know. But the way the world is taking it, the Bible tells me, and it's just so that them know, say God did this thing, for God so loved the world.
Yes.
Meaning everyone, no matter what nationality or where you are, where you come from, for God so loved the world.
Yes.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Yes.
That whosoever,
yes,
not just this people, not just that, but whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting God. God made a way for all of us to sin.
Yes,
God loves us towards mankind. And this is the love that God will put in us. This is where God's salvation comes in. God's love, the Holy Ghost comes in. You are helping us. Some people, I just can't stand the people. But God's love. And I'm going to tell someone, and when I come up, if you have anyone, if any religion, any wherever you are born, that's teaching you hate is not on God. Because God is love. And he shows himself towards us. And that's what Mother Regina said. If you have a child, you have a son, knowing that someone wronged you, denied you, would you still give up your child for that person? But this is what God did for us. Even though we deserve it, and still deserve it, his grace and mercy is so great towards us. There's nothing that you can do to stop God from loving you.
Amen.
And that's talk about powerful by itself. Even though if we don't repent of our sins, give our life to the Lord, we have a home. We either will be hell or heaven. And then when the Lord has given us a way out there, we don't have to die in our sins. Not thank God for mankind. Not thank God for Jesus. The Lord is good. That's just something it is. I've been in church all my life. But that just comes to me today, knowing the love that God has for me.
Yeah.
The love that is never ending. The love that God has for us is so great. I thank God. And God loves us so much, there's only two unforgiving sins. And there's a way out. But the one made us exactly is just God and the Holy Ghost, and also suicide. Suicide is such murder. And as you before said, you can murder somebody, and God can forgive you.
Right.
You might still have some of the consequences. But God can forgive you.
Amen.
And you have that peace of God. But you commit some murder, you're murdering, and somebody said, well, what if you apologize before you do it? That means you wasn't repentant. Your heart wasn't in a repentant state that you sorry for even a thought of murder. But when you go to murder, there's no forgiveness after that. And I thank God for this. This is God's love towards us. And this is what we have to swear, the love of God. God loves us so much that there's nothing that we can do to stop them from loving.
Yes.
You know, that's the key in your prayer. That as the fourth thing that goes throughout the world, the love that God has for his people. They thank God for all of you. Thank God for this opportunity. And I'm happy to and learning to. I want to see on God's book. I want to pertain God's word. I want to let the world see God gave us peace. God brought us out of our wickedness. God brought us out of our sin. And he didn't only have it just for us. He had it for the entire world.
Yes.
It's very important that we spread God to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Let them know that the love of God is still here. I thank God for all the message that you can keep in your prayer.
Amen.
I'm going to go to the Lord. Thank you.
like I was being fooled all over here. I see God is real, Yeah. 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 So many people died. And I can't live without him. Sure, he did everything to me. He made that difference in my life. Glory be to God. I want that change of stop changing anything for anybody. Glory be to God. I tell you how God begins to prove himself to me. When I come up to your Christian temple, and I say I didn't want to go to no more church. wonderful thing. I don't have to worry about that no more. I whip the doctrine. Jesus! Always standing in the church. That's been God that did the true work in my life. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. You know, I can't put the way I feel and not see, but I'm grateful for what the Lord has done for me. He sure loved and made that new creature out of my life. And I'm grateful, Father. I just thank God for God and his church. He is a good God.
Yes.
He says he never leaves us, and neither would he forsake us.
Yes.
But he's always there. He's always by us.
Yes.
Oh, be to God. I thank God for it. I just thank God that Jesus have a mind just as long and see what the angel sees. Glory be to God. I ask the church to continue to pray for me. I'm going back to Jesus.
Leave heaven
come down here to earth because of your and my sin. Because of man's sin, he left his throne up there with the Father. Amen. Heavenly being coming down here to the earth. Amen. Too. Amen. Natural, sinful creature. Praise the Lord. And as it was stated in the Garden of Eden when God created Adam and Eve. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Satan came. The Bible says,
yes.
Amen. He was one of the most subtle beasts of the field.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And he came to Eve and deceived her. Amen. Said, did God say that we should ask him up? Amen. Question, oh, Lord, no, you did. You did Eve. You won't. God said, you surely die. He said, you won't surely die. Praise the Lord. This was, amen, the initial sin, the sin of unbelief. Amen. Eve, amen, no doubt, wandered off from her husband, Adam. God gave Adam the law. Amen. But Eve, Satan knew that Adam was not there, and he decided to come to her and tempt her and get her off course of what God was.
All right.
Anytime we disobey God, that's a major infraction. It's a major offense.
Yeah.
And you're not just going to get fired or something like that. Because you disobeyed the Creator. Amen. So something needed to be done. God in his mercy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Began to kill the animals. Took the animal skin. Praise the Lord. No doubt it made this sacrifice because Adam and Eve had sinned in the garden. But they had to pay. They had to pay.
Yeah.
Amen. Adam had to work from the ground up the sweat of his face.
My Lord.
The serpent had a cold belly. The woman had to conceive in sorrow. Amen. You're not getting by with sin.
My Lord.
Praise your head. Fall down to Moses. Amen. Moses and the children of Israel. Praise God. Lord knows they sinned and sinned and they sinned. Amen. But what did God do?
My Lord.
God gave them the animals to make atonement for their sin.
Yeah,
amen. Just take the animals and put them on the altar.
Amen.
Take the blood and sprinkle it on the people. Amen. For their
thank
sin.
You,
because you just can't sin against God
amen.
And get away with it like that.
Amen.
Amen. And then coming on down. I remember coming up.
Thank you. Brother,
I thank God. I truly thank God. Amen. For our upbringing.
Thank you.
Amen. I praise God. Now, when we did something wrong, amen, something that really agitated our parents, we got beaten. We got whipped. Amen. Yeah, we got whipped. Praise Lord. And sometimes if you didn't confess, who did it, and it was 10 children. And the roundhouse whipping. Everybody got it. But nobody told me this. Amen. We had to pay for our sins. The Bible lets us know, in other words, amen, we were chastised. Amen. If our Father's chastised, who was more? Amen. Well, God chastised. But in the midst of that, God had mercy. And he said, Jesus. He sent Jesus. Now, I wish that it was so that when I was coming up then, amen, of course, I wasn't taught exactly how to get to Jesus for my sins, but I knew that we got witnesses when we did wrong. I wish that it was a mule out there that my parents could have spanked in my place. Amen. Or something to take away my sins. Beat up somebody. Amen. Not me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The witness was something. Amen. Get the blood out of you. Praise God. That's right. Amen. That is right. Thank you.
Lord.
Amen. Lord, forgive me.
Yes,
praise God. He'll wash you.
Yes,
and make you clean.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'll give you a brand new life.
Yes.
He'll convert you, turn you around. He'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. To just believe on Him. Amen. Then be the first man. Jesus has already took the rest. He already took it. Amen. He already took our burdens. He already took our ills. Amen. And our hope. Amen. He already took it. Praise God. We just believe on Him and do what He said. Amen. And don't think within yourself, well, I'm doing good work. I'm feeding hungry. I'm clothing the poor. Amen. But if you're not seeking Jesus, if you're not believing on Jesus Christ the way He wants you to, you're still just feeding the person. Praise God. Amen. You have to believe for the saving of your soul.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of people say they believe, but they don't believe in the Holy Ghost. They don't believe in getting converted. They don't believe in getting sanctified. But if you believe on Scripture, as the Scripture has said, amen, you will be saved. You will have that eternal life because it is unto you. Amen, that you have to believe. Amen, the Jews, God gave the salvation to the Jews. Praise the Lord, but many of them, they do not believe. Amen, but the Bible says, amen, as many as believe on Him, the death He gave you power. You believe, He gave you power to conquer the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And that's the key.
You
have to believe on the Lord in order to have eternal life, because Jesus already, amen, took our sin.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Let us say thank God for His word. Thank God for that beautiful word coming tonight through our missionary. God loves us. God loves us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for His love. Isn't it beautiful to know that Jesus gave His life? Now at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Patty would come and lead us in prayer. Praise God. So we're going to ask her to come up and lead the prayer.
Praise the Lord.
God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me. Yes,
Jesus
loves me
for the bride. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Just want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night, or rather tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Tune in. Lord will be streaming the service live, and then on also tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Praise be to God. So the time is ticking down. I don't know if it'll cut off, but I just want to thank you for taking the time to tune in to Prayer Work Ministry. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. And I'm just going to leave the phone open so you can continue to enjoy the remainder of the service. Praise God. Thank God for you. Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Thank you, Jesus.